The FBI in Peace and War. Another great story based on Frederick L. Collins' copyrighted book, The FBI in Peace and War. Drama, thrills, action. Tonight's story, Specialty Act.
Okay, Frank, keep the motor running. Mitch, Jerry, get him out of here.
Let's go, you.
Where?
Never mind where. Jerry, go on, get out.
What are you going to do with me?
You'll find out. Go on ahead there with Jerry. I'll be right behind you.
Now, listen. Whatever this is, somebody's making a mistake.
Mr. Wade, don't make mistakes.
Wade, you got this wrong. I tell you, please, you got to give me a break.
A break is just what I'm going to give you. Start walking up the road. Jerry.
No. No, stop. Don't do it. No. No.
On October 8th of last year, Police Sergeant Thomas Hannigan of Bay City was called to the scene of an alleged hit-and-run death on the outskirts of that community. There he found the body of a middle-aged man with nothing on his person that could help identify him. A careful survey of the area failed to reveal any of the usual physical evidence. There were no skid marks, no glass, not a bolt or a flake of paint. Nothing that could be connected with the accident could be seen by the naked eye. In routine fashion, the deceased man's fingerprints were forwarded to the Bureau for possible identification. When our lab check established that the man was a long-wanted federal fugitive named Hal Vincent, we automatically came into the case.
Club 15, Mr. Mitchell speaking.
Hello, Mitch. This is Ollie Dallas. Is Wade there? I gotta talk to him quick. It's important.
Well, Wade is watching rehearsal of the new show, Ollie. I don't know if...
Never mind rehearsal. Put him on.
Okay. Mr. Wade, it's for you, Ollie Dallas.
Okay. All right, girls, that's fine. Pete, give him five, huh?
Okay, girls, take five.
Ollie, what do you want? I'm busy.
Listen, Wade, we hit trouble, but plenty. That certain party we took care of was wanted by the Federals.
You're crazy.
Wait, I'm telling you, it'll be in the papers and...
Shut up, you fool. Let me think. Whose car did you use that night?
I don't know, Wade. One of the girls, I think.
Well, find out. And as soon as you find out, meet me back here in the office. And Arnie.
Yeah?
Keep your big mouth shut. We've been up against the FBI before. Those Boy Scouts don't bother me.
The morning following the death of Hal Vincent, his body was sent to a local mortuary with police instructions that the deceased's clothing be kept intact for Keith Sutter, our laboratory specialist. Sutter told us to look for a 1953 Oldsmobile, color Jordan gray. It would have a large dent in the front of the hood and a smaller dent in the middle. The victim had been hit in the legs with his body thrown upward onto the car. Sutter told us the driver must have known he hit Vincent. The only thing he didn't tell us was the name of the driver and the owner of the car.
Hello. I'm supposed to see Mr. Wade. My name's Patricia Payton.
Payton?
Yeah. That's in the course.
Oh, Patty Payton, sure. Mr. Wade's expecting to see you. Wait there. I'll tell him you're here. Now, look, we'll let her get nervous for a few minutes and then stop shaking.
Let me alone, Wade. I'm worried.
I told Johnny, I don't like worriers. Mitch, are you sure this is the doll we want? She's the cute blondie, second from the left, second row?
That's right.
And you used her car without her knowing it?
Yes, while she was on. I think it's her boyfriend's car. He lets her use it to come to work in.
Uh-huh. Mitch, what about this girl?
Nothing. Dumb little chorus girl, likes to dance.
Ambitious, huh?
That's what I heard.
She have any idea how those bumps got on the car?
No. Jerry asked the questions real careful.
Well, we're not taking any chances. Just in case. We got to feel sure of this doll.
That may not be easy. Jerry says she's not only dumb, she's honest.
Don't worry, I know how to handle that kind, especially if they're ambitious.
Yeah, boss?
Yeah, I'm offering Miss Patty Payton a feature spot in the show.
What?
I've been watching that kid. She's got style. I like the way she dances. How would she like her own specialty act?
Say, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah, I guess I got it in the head department, right, Mitch?
Well, a doll that's grateful is nice to have on your side.
Right.
Only supposing...
Supposing. You take a dumb stepper out of the line and make her a queen. Maybe she's asked some questions by some federal wise guy. Maybe she's not. What's she gonna do?
Keep her mouth shut.
Okay, Mitch. Go tell Miss Patty Payton to come in. We want to congratulate her on her specialty act.
Immediately after hearing from our laboratory specialist, we sent out flyers to all body and paint stores within a 100-mile radius in the Bay Area. An all-points bulletin went out describing the car and the dents. Then five special agents began their interview of every Oldsmobile dealer within the area described. They furnished us a list of all 1953 cars that color that had been sold. That gave us some 45,000 cars to look for. And our lab specialist gave us specific briefing on that.
And these are the bits of paint located on the dead man's suit. You can see them clearly enough under the microscope there.
Gray, all right.
Jordan Gray. How'd you check that, Keith? Manufacturer's paint charts?
Yeah, that's right. Flakes matched exactly with the chart of the 53 Olds. Come over this way, I'll show you something else. This is a reconstruction of how the killing must have happened, scaled down to model size, of course.
I see. At least I think I do.
Well, it's really much simpler than it appears. If you're familiar with the way bodies fall when they're struck, then you know that this one must have been thrown in the air like this, and landing on the hood here, with the shoulder hitting first and making a large dent.
Shoulder?
Yeah, And a split second later, the head making the smaller dent here, and completing the murder picture.
You keep saying murder, Keith, and knowing you, I don't imagine that's pure guesswork.
Well, no, it isn't, Steve. The tears in the pants are most revealing of all. Hal Vincent was running fast, away from the car. Caught him, finally, at the back of his knees. Really violent impact. The act was intended, Steve. But if you'd like further proof...
No, thanks, Keith. I'm convinced. You've done your part. I think the rest is up to us.
Find the car, huh?
That's the idea. Find the car and the person who drives it.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. You're very kind. In appreciation, I'd next like to give my impression of Mr. Fred Astaire dancing Irving Berlin's memorable hit...
Cheek to Cheek.
Irving Berlin's memorable hit, Cheek to Cheek.
Bravo!
You think I'll be all right, Bill?
All right. You'll knock them right on their ear.
Oh, honest, Bill. Do you really think they'll like me?
With your talent and looks, and with Mr. Wade behind you? Why, this is only step one. First, a specialty act and a Hollywood offer.
Oh, a specialty act's all the offer I want.
Nonsense. And now the Academy Award for the Best Female Dancer of the Year, Miss Patty Payton.
Oh, Billy. It's not a dream, is it? It's really true.
Oh, you bet it is, baby.
Oh, I did work hard at the club, but... Oh, I never dreamed they'd recognize me, Bill.
Ever since we met. It's headed right for the top. Stardust or...
What? For saying to yourself... For being a good friend, for believing in me, and for...
And for lending you my car to drive to work.
Oh, you.
Maybe you better run over the encore speech once more, huh?
Maybe I better.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. You're very kind. In appreciation, I'd next like to give my impression of Mr. Fred Astaire dancing Irving Berlin's memorable hit, Cheek to Cheek.
In any criminal investigation, the general public is of considerable aid to the law enforcement agency. Time and again, someone somewhere will provide the seemingly vague lead that will eventually break a case. Such a lead was given us when a woman reported a light-colored car that almost drove her off the road shortly after the accident. She had tried to memorize the license number, but all she could retain were the first four figures, 7Z71. We sent these figures to the Department of Motor Vehicles in Bay City. DMV returned 94 license numbers with names and addresses in the 7Z71 group. About half of these turned out to be Bay Area registrations, and we began matching them up with the lists already supplied by the local car dealers.
Come in.
Mr. Wade, you wanted to see me?
Yes, come in, Patty. Come right in.
Thank you.
There's your chair for our new star. You've met these gentlemen, haven't you?
Wade, for the love of Mike, we've met. We know each other. Let's talk business.
Sure, Arnie, sure. I just want Patty to know she's among admirers of hers. Right, Patty?
Well, I wouldn't know about that, Mr. Wade.
Mister? Oh, forget that Mister stuff. We're all part of a team here. We want to know each other real
quick. Patty, sure. What did you say to the FBI agent who dropped in on you yesterday?
FBI? Oh, you mean Mr. Stevens.
His name's Stevens, huh?
Oh, yes, he was awfully nice. You know, that's the first time I ever saw an FBI. In real life, I mean. Oh, I've seen lots of them in the movies, of course.
Yeah, sure, sure. I know what you mean. What did he want, Patty?
Mr. Stevens? Wait, if you're asking because you think I'm in some sort of trouble, I'm not.
Patty, we don't think you're in trouble, and we don't want to hear about the movies.
Honey, I'm talking to Miss Peyton. Why don't you go pour yourself two fingers? Patty, dear.
Yes?
What did Mr. Stevens want?
Well, I don't know, really. Well, he didn't come to see me. He came to see Billy.
Billy?
Uh-huh. He's a friend of mine.
What did Mr. Stevens want from Billy?
What did he want?
Uh-huh.
Oh, he didn't want anything. He just asked some questions about Billy's car.
I see.
What kind of questions?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't listen, really. They seemed sort of general. He said he might call again and... Why? Is something the matter, Wade?
Not yet, Patty, but there might be. There might be if your memory is too good.
I don't understand.
I'll put it bluntly,
Mitch,
Patty.
If Arnie opens his mouth again, you close it for him, will you? Patty.
Yes?
You're happy here at the club, aren't you?
Oh, yes, very happy.
And you don't mind me as your boss?
Mind you, why, I think you're about the most wonderful person I ever knew.
And if I asked you never to mention anything about me or my friends here, no matter what, no matter who wanted to know, you'd do me that little favor, wouldn't you?
Oh, well, sure I would, Wade, of course.
Okay, Patty, that's all I wanted to know. You can go dress for rehearsal now.
All right.
Oh, and Patty, I caught your act last night.
Well, you did? Well, was it all right?
It was great. And I want to show you my appreciation. There's a new car for you outside, one on the house.
Wade! Well, you didn't have to go and do that.
I wanted to do it. Like I say, we're all part of a team here, Patty. All you have to do is keep remembering that.
After checking out all the licenses from the car dealers, 44 of the 46 not only matched, but proved where they were on the night in question. The remaining two lived in the Bay Area and had cars which had recently been repaired. One man was named Alfred McKay, the other William Berkeley. Having talked with both men, each was put on a round-the-clock surveillance.
Boss, this is the guy who wanted to see you, Mr. William Berkeley.
Well, this is a real pleasure. Come in and sit down. Mitch, pull up a chair for Mr. Berkeley. Or Bill, isn't it?
No chair, thanks. This isn't a social call.
Oh? I thought any friend of Patty Peyton's was a friend of mine.
You thought wrong, and Patty's no friend of yours either. I just came here to tell you she wouldn't be appearing in your show tonight.
Is that right?
Poor kid sick or something, maybe?
No, she's not sick. She just happened to tell me how nice you were to her today. I didn't happen to tell her some of the things a certain Mr. Stevens told me.
I see.
Now look, smart guy.
Hold it, Mitch. What's on your mind, son?
Just this. Patty's leaving your club. I don't want her mixed up in anything.
Uh-huh. If I told you I was thinking of making her a top billing, that wouldn't change you, would it?
Well, you catch on, Mr. Wade.
Yeah, I'm quick. Well, in that case, I guess there's no use talking.
None at all.
Mitch.
Yeah?
It was good of Mr. Berkeley coming all the way over here. Why don't you and Jerry give him a lift back?
Glad to.
I've got my own car, thanks all the same.
Yeah, I know you got. Only thing, you got no company. These days, it's no good traveling alone, Mr. Berkeley. Mitch and Jerry will give you a lift.
What are we stopping here for? It's a good ways yet.
Jerry, hand me those knucks, huh?
What's this about?
You'll see, Bill. Now, these here, they're brass knucks. I wouldn't need them, understand, but bruised fingers tell tales like dents in a car. You know, it's bad to talk to Mr. Wade like you did, kid. It's real bad. It's real bad.
What's the matter, Patty? You look a bit nervous tonight.
I'm all right.
Well, finish dressing and the pay customers are waiting.
Arnie, I'm surprised at you. You know how shy Miss Peyton is. Only behind screens she'll finish dressing. Go ahead, Patty, dear. I'll hold off the wolf pack.
Well, I know I can trust you.
Nah, you're not sore at me, are you? Not over that little man-to-man chat Mitch here had with your boyfriend?
Of course she's not sore. Boyfriend said she wouldn't show, but girlfriend shows. How could she be sore?
You're right. Patty's too smart to hold a grudge. Besides, she knows what happened is only a sample. Don't you, dear?
Yes, I know. Excuse me.
Nobody peek now. Let's show we got respect for privacy. Annie.
Oh, for the love of Mike.
Annie, one of these days. Say, Patty, you're doing cheek to cheek tonight. I like that number.
No, I'm doing something different tonight.
Yeah, as for instance.
Oh, you'll find out.
I will, huh?
You will, definitely. I'm going out there and tell them a little story about a louse named Mr. Benjamin Wade.
Why, you crummy, no good.
Mitch, hold it.
Listen to him, Mitch. That's good advice. On account of I'm going to tell them about you and Arnie, too.
What?
Boss, let me handle her, will you?
As soon as she's through, Mitch. Go on, Patty. What else will you tell them?
The works. About Bill's car and how somebody borrowed it while I was doing the show. Somebody named Wade. Or was it you, Mitch, or you, Arnie?
It was me, Patty. I borrowed it.
Go on, I'm enjoying this.
You won't. On account of because I'm going to tell about other things. Like the fight I heard with Hal Vincent in your office.
Shut up, you.
Let her talk, Mitch. Let her. Maybe you'd like to know why I had him rubbed out, Patty. Hal crossed me to the tune of near $500,000.
Listen, I've heard enough of this, Wade.
Yeah, for once, honey, I think maybe you're right. Mitch.
Yeah.
Why don't you take this movie-loving lady down in the basement and show her your specialty act?
Sure thing.
The full act, Mitch. The kind that'll convince her once and for all.
Right, boss. Okay, sweetheart, let's get going. That's the idea. Now just open up that door.
All right, Mr. Stevens, did you hear enough?
If we didn't, we'll hear the rest on the tape recording. Dave.
Okay, Steve.
Hey, what is this anyway?
FBI, Mitchell, stay where you are. You too, Sewell.
Wait.
Shut up, Arnie. Don't say a word.
Yeah, they're just bluffing.
Sure. We'll run a playback of the tape and you'll see how we're bluffing.
Patty, you dirty...
Take it easy, Mitchell, or I'll show you our little specialty. Steve.
Okay, Dave. Let's get them out of here.
Hey, Patty. What's keeping you? You're on, honey.
Pete.
Yeah, Mr. Wade.
Tell the customers Miss Peyton isn't dancing tonight.
What? But she's on. The MC's already announced her.
Dave, I think Miss Peyton can dance tonight, don't you?
Huh?
I think so, Steve.
Well, Mr. Stevens...
Go ahead, Miss Peyton. Didn't you hear what the man said? You're on. With the testimony of Patricia Peyton and your FBI and laboratory evidence to corroborate the testimony, a county grand jury speedily indicted Benjamin Wade and his associates on the charge of premeditated murder. Their subsequent trial and conviction with maximum penalties brought down the final curtain on more than one specialty act.
In his first inaugural address, President Grover Cleveland reminded the American people that every voter, as well as a president whom they elect, exercises a public trust when he casts his ballot. By not forsaking that trust, all of us, civilian and military alike, recognize the importance of elections based on the democratic principle, the foundation of authority is in the free consent of the people.
In tonight's story, Harold Huber played the part of Benjamin Wade. Rosemary Rice was Patricia Peyton. This radio dramatization for the FBI in Peace and War was written by Jack Anson Fink. These programs are produced and directed by Betty Mandeville. All names and characters used on the program are fictitious. Any similarity to persons living or dead is purely coincidental. This program is based upon Frederick L. Collins' copyrighted book, The FBI in Peace and War, and the broadcast does not imply endorsement, authorization, or approval by the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
We pause now for station identification.